Chapter 10. The Good Call. I expected my parents to be angry when they heard Tracy had threatened their jobs, enraged even, but they weren't. Instead, they just accepted the news sadly. "You're not upset?" I asked at dinner that night. "It's not fair." "Maybe not, but I understand Tracy's reasons," Mom said. "This park has had more than its share of disasters, and you've been involved in every one." "That's not true," I protested. "I didn't kill Henry. I didn't set the tiger or the mamba free." "I didn't say you caused all of them. I said you were involved." Mom gave me an unusually hard glare across the table. "Are you upset at me?" I asked. "We told you to stay away from this investigation," Mom chided. "And the first thing you did was run off to Koalaville. And then you led Marge and Bubba right back there." "That wasn't his fault," Dad told her. "He was only trying to get away from them." "Which he wouldn't have had to do if you'd been more careful." Mom shifted her glare to Dad. "You're just as much to blame for the madness today as he is." "I was trying to protect our son," Dad argued. "You shouted that a lion was loose in the middle of a crowd," Mom said coldly. Dad looked down at his meatloaf. "I didn't have time to think. I was trying to help Teddy." "I know you were," Mom said, "but it was a mistake, and we can't afford any more of them." "So," she turned back to me, "you need to listen to Tracy. Stay away from Koalaville. Don't make any more waves, and try to keep out of trouble." "All right," I said. "It ought to be easier now anyhow, seeing as Marge and Bubba aren't hunting me down." The electronic bracelet was clamped tight around my ankle. Bubba had locked it on right after I left Tracy's office. It was surprisingly large and bulky. The plastic strap was 3 inches wide, while the GPS transmitter was the size of a cell phone.
"We can track you anywhere you go with that," Bubba had warned me. "And right now, the only place you're approved to go besides Fun Jungle is school. If you try to make a run for it, we'll know. And then we'll come get you and toss you in a juvenile facility."
The bracelet wasn't very comfortable. The plastic strap was already rubbing my skin raw and making my ankle sweat, even though it was freezing outside. I itched right beneath the transmitter, where it was impossible to scratch. Now I tried to jab the blade of a butter knife under it to give myself some relief.
"Careful with that," Mom told me. "If it breaks and the signal drops, the police will probably come running."
I sighed and set the knife back on the table. "Marge and Bubba still think I'm the one who poached Kazoo. What if they don't try to look for any other thieves?"
"Don't worry," Dad said. "Somehow we'll find a way to prove you didn't take Kazoo."
"I'm not worried about me," I replied. "I'm worried about the koala. Christy says he'll starve in another 2 days."
Mom and Dad shared a look, then turned back to me. Both looked pained by what they had to say next.
"Even so," Dad said, "that doesn't mean you have to save him. Tracy gave you specific orders to stay away from this investigation. I know you want to do the right thing, but Kazoo isn't worth losing our jobs over."
"But he could die," I began.
"It's not your job to save him," Dad said sadly. "It's not any of our jobs. If Kazoo dies, and I truly hope that doesn't happen, it won't be because we failed him. It will be because Marge and the rest of Fun Jungle Security did."
I stared back at him, feeling angry and helpless. I was upset that my own father was putting his career, and my mother's, before the welfare of Kazoo.
But I also knew he was right. Just because I'd solved one crime at Fun Jungle didn't mean I could solve another. And my involvement so far had been pretty disastrous, although I certainly wasn't the only one responsible for that.
"Can I be excused from dinner?" I asked. "I don't feel very hungry anymore."
Mom and Dad exchanged another look, this one a bit sad.
"Of course," Mom said. "Teddy, I know all this isn't easy to hear. We just want you to know, we don't blame you for anything that's happened. Sometimes there are events we simply can't control."
I nodded, understanding. I think Mom was hoping that I'd say something, maybe stick around and let them explain their reasons to me a bit more, but I didn't feel like it. I simply cleared my plate and then headed to my room. The moment I shut the door, my phone buzzed in my pocket. I almost tossed it aside. I didn't feel like talking to anyone, with one exception. So I checked the caller ID. To my surprise, it was her. I quickly accepted the offer to video chat,
and Summer McCracken popped onto the screen on my phone. She was in her school dormitory, wearing pink pajamas, her blonde hair done up in a ponytail with a pink scrunchie cinched around it.
"Hey," I said.
"You have an amazing gift for causing mayhem," Summer told me. "This time was almost as crazy as Henry's funeral."
"It wasn't my fault," I said quickly.
"I know that," she replied.
"It's the adults who screwed up here, as usual. You just have a talent for ending up in the middle of things."
I wish I didn't.
Oh, I wish I'd been there today. I would have loved to see Marge flatten that fake koala in front of everyone. It must have been hilarious, especially Pete trying to explain it all. I don't know what he was thinking, putting that toy in the exhibit. Serves him right how all this went down.
I thought back to the events in the koala exhibit, imagining them from someone else's perspective. It actually was pretty funny, I admitted. Summer laughed.
"I hear Tracy Boyd chewed out Pete and Marge pretty hard afterward."
Any bit of joy I'd felt quickly dissipated. Tracy got on my case, too. In fact, she told me that if anything like this ever happens again, she'll fire my parents.
Summer stopped laughing. "Listen, Teddy, could you tell your dad about this?" I asked. "Maybe he can convince Tracy to go easier on them if I screw up again."
"I'm sorry, I can't."
"Sure you can. You're his daughter. You're practically the only person he listens to."
"That wasn't Tracy's decision to threaten your parents. It was Dad's." I stared at Summer a moment, feeling stunned and betrayed.
"I thought your father liked my parents," I said finally.
"He does."
Summer bit her lip, obviously uncomfortable about what she had to say.
"It's just that he's a businessman, and what happened today was very bad for business."
"Do you agree with him?"
"Well, I see his point.
Fun Jungle's not doing so well, Teddy, and every time something like this happens, it scares more tourists away. I thought you said it was hilarious."
"It was, to me,
but not to everyone else in America. Fun Jungle's doing poorly enough as it is. Remember how my dad was thinking about building roller coasters along the animal exhibits?"
I did. My parents and I had found the plans. It would have been disastrous for the animals if JJ had gone through with them.
"I thought he promised you he'd never do that."
"Well, he's getting desperate enough to break that promise. The park's in trouble, and today's disaster didn't exactly help things."
"So you want me to back off trying to find who took Gazoo too?" I asked.
"No," Summer said quickly. "I only said I understand why my father did what he did, and that's why I can't get him to undo Tracy's order. But as for finding out about Gazoo, you have to keep investigating."
I scowled, frustrated by the mixed messages I was getting.
"Your father will fire my parents if I keep investigating."
"No, he'll fire them if you cause another disaster."
"Well, I can't control that. I'm not trying to cause all this trouble. My parents say I need to just back off and let Marge handle the case."
"I don't think that'd be in your best interests," Summer said.
"Why not?"
"Because Marge is stepping up her attempts to prove you're the thief. She just emailed my father a whole report detailing why she's positive you did it."
"How'd you get it?" I asked.
"I know Daddy's email password. Sometimes, on a day like today, I like to check in to see what's going on. Lucky for you, I did. She's really out to get you."
"But Tracy just told her she'd better find the thief ASAP or heads would roll."
"Yes, and Marge is convinced the thief is you. To her, following any other leads is a waste of time. Instead, she's doubling down on trying to prove you're guilty."
I rubbed my temples. Trying to understand Marge's thinking was giving me a headache.
"So Tracy tells Marge to find the thief, and Marge's response is to come after me even harder, which is allowing the thief to get away."
"Yes,
although Marge wouldn't see it that way."
"Any idea what she has on me?"
"Nothing new. You're caught on video coming out of the koala exhibit the night Kazoo got kidnapped, and no one else is."
"But you have to admit, that's pretty strong stuff. If someone else stole the koala, how'd they do it without being recorded?"
"That's what Marge is supposed to be finding out," I said sullenly.
"Well, she's not," Summer said. "She's only building a case against you, which means the real bad guy is still out there with Kazoo somewhere, and no one's looking for him.
That's why you have to try to figure out who did it."
"I can't," I told her. "If Kazoo isn't found soon, he's going to die."
"If I were there, you know I'd be helping find him."
"Well, that's easy for you to say.
If you get caught investigating, your father isn't going to lose his job.
Summer sighed. She seemed disappointed in me. Look, Teddy, I know this is asking a lot. It's asking a ton. But Kazoo needs you. No one else is helping him. You were willing to look for Henry's killer when no one else was, and Henry's life wasn't even in the balance. He was already dead.
I frowned. I was feeling disappointed in myself, too.
Things are different this time, I argued. Can't you get your father to replace Marge with someone who actually knows what they're doing?
My father doesn't know Marge like you and I do. He trusts her.
Why?
Because he didn't promote Marge to be a detective. No one expected there to be another case like this. Marge is only supposed to be the head of security, which isn't exactly brain surgery. The biggest crime at theme parks is usually shoplifting, and Marge is great at busting shoplifters. She's really made a dent in crime at Fun Jungle since she took over.
Maybe, but she has no idea how to catch a real criminal. Doesn't your dad understand that?
Know what would make him understand? Summer asked.
You finding the real kidnapper.
Then he'd realize it wasn't a fluke when you and I found Henry's killer.
He thinks we just got lucky?
I don't know, maybe. But think, if Marge is spending all this time trying to prove you're the criminal, and then you figure out who the criminal actually is, then you reveal Marge to be a complete bozo. Dad won't be able to ignore that.
He'll give her the axe, and he'll never even think about firing your parents again. He'll see you as an asset rather than a liability.
He should already see me as an asset, I groused. I've already solved one crime around here, haven't I?
Which means you can solve this one too, and I'll be available to help you in any way that I can. So what do you say?
Summer batted her eyelashes at me, although she did it in an exaggerated way, playing up the damsel in distress thing.
Please, will you do it for me?
I took my time before answering. Although I'd been given a lot of reasons to steer clear of the investigation, Summer had given me a decent number to investigate as well.
To my surprise, despite all the threats, I realized I wanted to help find Kazoo.
In part, this was because I was worried about the koala, and it seemed like the right thing to do. In part, it was wanting to prove my innocence and Marge's idiocy. And in part, it was because I was excited to have another adventure with Summer. Talking to her now, I realized how much I'd missed her over the past few months. Investigating would give us the excuse to have lots more conversations. However, I still had plenty of concerns.
How am I even supposed to do this? I asked.
I can't just wander over to Koalaville and start poking around for clues.
Summer broke into a big, brilliant smile.
Does this mean you're in? She asked. You'll help find Kazoo?
I'm thinking about it, I said.
It won't be easy. I don't even know where to start.
I do, Summer said.
Where?
How did the thief get in and out of the koala exhibit without being seen?
I shrugged.
I have no idea.
Exactly, Summer told me, and neither does anyone else, except the thief. No one's even tried to figure it out yet.
But it's important, right? I mean, it couldn't have been easy to get into the exhibit.
Right, I agreed. There was only one door with a keypad entry, and there were four security cameras outside.
So there's no way anyone could get through all that without leaving some evidence behind.
I'm not so sure. After all, the thief didn't show up on any of the cameras.
That's just not possible, Summer told me. A ghost didn't steal Kazoo.
I don't know how they avoided being filmed, I said, but they did.
Are you sure there's nothing on any of the cameras?
I thought back to the conversation I'd had with my father at Carnivore Canyon that afternoon.
No, I admitted. My dad said he was going to watch all the footage tonight, though.
So when's that happening? I realized I hadn't heard my parents in a while. I crept to my door and peered out. Sure enough, Dad had his computer on the kitchen table. He and Mom were both watching the security tapes.
It's happening right now, I reported to Summer.
But it's going to take a while. There's almost 12 hours of footage.
Well, let's hope they find something, Summer said.
In the meantime, there's still the security door to consider.
How so?
It has a keypad entry, Teddy. Only the keepers know the entry code for it. I thought about that a moment.
No one else does? Not maintenance or security?
Not that I know of. It's designed to protect the animals. If maintenance or security needs to get in anywhere, a keeper has to let them in.
Does anyone else have an entry code for all the doors like you do?
No, and I don't even have one anymore, thanks to you. Daddy wasn't happy to find out I knew his and had passed it on to you, so he changed it.
Oh, sorry. Don't sweat it, Summer told me. You've got enough to worry about. Now, do you know all the koala keepers at Fun Jungle? I shook my head. The only one I know well is Christy Sullivan. She's the head keeper, so she's there most days. But there are some others who fill in for her on weekends and such. I'm not even sure of their names.
Hold on, I'll get them.
Summer propped up her phone and got on her computer.
What are you looking at? I asked.
The administrative database for Fun Jungle.
Are you supposed to have access to that?
Of course not. Summer gave a triumphant cry. Here we go. Assistant koala keepers are Elizabeth Ames, Jennifer Weeks, and Ashley Thomas.
That sounds right. Think any of them could have pinched Kazoo?
Definitely not Christy, I said quickly.
Why not? Summer shot back.
She just wouldn't have, I said. She cared about Kazoo too much.
Maybe she cared so much that she wanted him as a pet.
No, she's not like that. In fact, she was helping me come up with other suspects today.
Maybe she was only doing that to divert attention from herself.
She didn't do it, all right?
I was surprised by how defensive I was where Christy was concerned. She wouldn't have.
Summer raised her hands. Okay, take it easy. I'm only trying to make sure we don't rule anyone out too quickly. But if you say we can trust her, we can trust her.
Good, I said. Although as I did, a thought niggled at the back of my mind. Could we really trust Christy? Did I know her as well as I thought?
What about the others? Summer asked.
I don't really know any of them at all, I said. I suppose they could have done it.
I guess you'll have to investigate them a bit closer then, Summer told me. And while you're at it, you should have a look around the exhibit. Make sure there's no way to get in besides the security door. If there's not, that narrows down our suspects quite a bit.
And if there is?
Then maybe it offers another clue as to who the thief is.
I nodded agreement.
There's one big problem, though. How am I supposed to do any of this? Tracy gave me a direct order, thanks to your dad, to lay off the investigation.
You'll just have to do it without being seen, then.
How am I supposed to do that?
It's easy, Summer flashed a wide, knowing grin. As usual, I have a plan.